News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, have signed a $250,000 contract for the crafting of a 10-year development plan for the health sector. The plan is slated to be completed in 6 months. Health Minister Harris Dali says the overall aim of the project is to ensure that development planning in the health sector is approached in a strategic and systematic fashion going forward. He's also urging members of the public to utilize opportunities for consultation to help shape the creation of the plan.
The public's participation is important. Not just these professors and all these people who are part of the oversight committee. So it can be presented at town hall meetings. It can be presented in the parishes so people can know what is it our country, Jamaica, is planning for the next 10 years.
The health minister was speaking at the signing ceremony on Wednesday. The National Housing Trust, NHT, has increased the loan ceiling for first-time borrowers by $1 million. This means borrowers will now have access to $5.5 million, up from the previous $4.5 million. The interest rate has also been lowered by 1% for all categories of new borrowers.
The additional $1 million in loan ceiling represents a 22% increase in the financing available to NHT borrowers and will narrow the affordability gap for NHT contributors.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. She notes that the increased NHT ceiling is for new construction or the purchase of units in new developments. In addition to improving affordability, the new measures will help stimulate construction startups and generate employment in the construction industry. A new Road Traffic Act was passed by the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The government took the decision to repeal the existing Road Traffic Act promulgated in 1938 and replace it with a new act that is in keeping with international best practices for road safety. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, who piloted the bill, noted that there was need for a new road traffic law.
The need because of outdated technologies that exist in the current vehicles that the Act of 1938 spoke to, and the need now to ensure that we have something that is modern, addresses some of the issues that have been plaguing us on the road, and to bring this act into the 21st century.
The bill covers areas such as the establishment of the Island Traffic Authority and its functions, the road code, classification of vehicles, revocation of certificate of fitness, application, grant and refusal of learner's permit or driver's license, and offenses relating to the licensing of a driver. The legislation will be sent to the Senate for approval. And Jamaica has attracted investments of over $20 billion in renewable energy projects. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says these projects are in keeping with the government's push to lower the cost of electricity for Jamaicans. Mr. Paulwell says with Jamaica's improved business ranking, investors are now realizing that the country is a good place to do business. The minister also pointed to the creation of jobs for thousands of Jamaicans while diversifying the energy sector. He was speaking while on a tour of the 36.3-megawatt BMR Jamaica wind farm in Malvern, St. Elizabeth recently. The facility will power more than 20,000 homes while reducing fuel imports by more than 3 million gallons each year. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.